We're here at the LA Auto Show for the next year. I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net, and I'm joined today by Julie Beamer of General Motors. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Why don't you tell me your title and your function at General Motors?
Well, I am Director of Fuel Cell Commercialization, so I have the responsibility for determining how we're going to take our latest advances in fuel cell technology and integrate them into our products.
And here at the LA Auto Show, you made a big announcement with the vehicle behind me. Talk about that.
Actually, there's two parts of the announcement. The first is called Project Driveway, which is really exciting because it's the first comprehensive market test of a fuel cell vehicle. So General Motors and actually Chevrolet will be deploying 100 of these vehicles, our next generation vehicle, in three locations in the United States with real drivers. And so we will have hundreds of people that will be utilizing these vehicles typically on a three-month basis so that they can use them in their daily lives. And we're going to have mainstream drivers, business drivers, media, celebrities, politicians that will be driving these vehicles to get us comprehensive learnings on all aspects of their driving experience. The vehicle itself, then, is the other aspect of the announcement, and that's the exciting aspect. And this is a distinctively styled, four-passenger, fully functional crossover vehicle. This is not a concept vehicle. So it is powered by our fourth-generation fuel cell system, represents substantial improvements in performance and power density from our current generation vehicles, and is a demonstration of General Motors' commitment to the development and integration of fuel cell technology.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, your commitment to it. And what do you see as the promise of this new technology for the industry and the consumer?
Well, the thing that's tremendously exciting about fuel cell technology is, as our chairman, Rick Wagner, announced earlier today, it represents an opportunity for diversification of energy sources to effectively reduce the automotive demand for petroleum, as well as eliminate CO2 emissions. That is the power of fuel cell technology, but the important aspect beyond the environmental benefits really represents the opportunity for this technology to be seamlessly integrated into vehicles, providing tremendous design flexibility and performance benefits over internal combustion engine powertrains.
It was a pretty big announcement, I thought, this morning from Rick, that he actually spoke it, the commitment that they are making on these and PHEVs in the near and the long term. Can you talk about that on an overall standpoint to say you're in it for the long haul in a sense?
General Motors has made a tremendous investment specifically in the development of fuel cell technology. We've invested over $1 billion to date in the development of this technology. Today we have over 700 people globally working on the development and integration of fuel cell technology into, for example, this generation program.
So, and he really does believe that this is the answer. Is that not correct? It sounded like he was really saying that it is the next generation vehicle.
General Motors is committed to reducing the environmental impact of our vehicles. And as Chairman Wagner said, we are committed to improving the efficiency of our vehicles, to diversifying away from petroleum as sources of fuel for our vehicles, and increasingly moving towards the electrification of vehicle architectures. And this represents the ultimate vision that General Motors has, because obviously a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle is an electric vehicle, and it represents the opportunity to completely move away from petroleum as a fuel source and to eliminate all CO2 emissions from the vehicle.
This must just give you great satisfaction.
I think personally, as a General Motors employee, we are all very excited. But what Chairman Wagner announced today is really, he reiterated General Motors' long-term commitment. We have said, and we are delivering on, a wide array of hybrid technologies across an array of products, giving our consumers choice. We have flex fuel E85 vehicles. We have more flex fuel vehicles out than anyone, 2 million, and we'll do another 400,000 this year. And of course, the commitment on fuel cell technology. So in some respects, it was a reiteration of a strategy that General Motors has been implementing for quite some time. We also have made a tremendous investment in improving the efficiency of our internal combustion engine vehicles, as well as integrating technologies like active fuel management that Troy Clark referenced this morning that will improve the fuel efficiency of our existing vehicles. So a tremendous commitment this company has made for quite some time, that when you put it all together, it's quite a commitment that General Motors has made and will continue to make.
And where will these vehicles be driven in the coming months?
The Equinox fuel cell Capital vehicles will be deployed in three locations across the country, in the Washington, D.C. area, the New York City metropolitan area, and then here in California. Now, we've not said definitively where, but certainly the Southern California, Greater Los Angeles area, in large degree due to the availability of refueling, hydrogen refueling, will be where most of those 50 vehicles will be based.
And I expect that's going to give a really good test to the vehicle driving in such congested traffic and, you know, in such major metropolitan areas.
Right. And that's, to be honest, that's the reason the three locations in part were chosen, to give us a diversity of climatic conditions, a diversity of driving conditions, but also a diversity of consumers who will be driving these vehicles, because we want a very comprehensive understanding of not only how the vehicle performs, but importantly, how consumers react to the experience of hydrogen and fuel cell technology.
When do you think this could possibly be in production and hit the masses?
Well, General Motors has been very public relative to our technology development objectives, to develop the technology to be performance and durability competitive with today's internal combustion engine powertrains by 2010, and have design potential at volume of being competitive. Now, that's technology development. Obviously, how quickly it gets to the marketplace in volume depends on a lot of other things beyond just the technology. We need to have the preponderance of refueling out there that our consumers, that our customers will be confident that they can take and utilize this technology similarly to the way that they do their internal combustion engine vehicles today. So we need convenient, affordable, and safe hydrogen refueling out there that really will be a big enabler to getting this technology into the marketplace.
And your final thoughts on the unveiling of the vehicle here today and General Motors' place in the marketplace in leading the forefront in these alternative fuels?
I think those of us working on the program are tremendously gratified, and it's demonstration of General Motors' commitment to not only the technology development and the progress that we're making, but importantly, our commitment to integrate it into really compelling, exciting, premium vehicles, which is what we think we've done here with the Equinox fuel cell vehicle.
Julie Beamer of General Motors, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
It's The Next Gear. I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech.net.